It looked like pure, unreasoning panic had seized the fortress. The enemy captains saw they had walked into it and did not know how to respond. They chased their tails and fussed and did not do anything. Their soldiers just kept coming, not knowing what they were walking into until they came out of the mist and found themselves stopped by the charcoal. The mist began to drift off downriver. Shifter could not hold it any longer, but a little had been enough. They had some competent sergeants on the other side. They began bringing up water and cutting paths through the coals with trenching tools. They began getting their men into ragged formations behind their shields, safer from arrows and javelins. I signaled again. The wheeled ballistae opened up. Daring the enemy's worst, Mogaba and Ochiba rode back and forth in front of their men, exhorting them to stand fast, to maintain the integrity of their line. My role was cruel now. I could do nothing but sit there with the breeze playing around me, being symbolic. They got aisles cleared through the charcoal and rushed through. A lot got dead for their trouble. The ballistae ran out of missiles and withdrew, but arrows and javelins continued to rain on those coming up from the ford, taking a terrible toll. More and more pressure all along the line. But the legions did not bend and gave as good as they got. Their lungs were not burned raw by sulfur gases. Over half the enemy had crossed the river. A third of those had fallen. The captains in the fortress remained indecisive. The Shadow Master's troops kept coming across. A furious desperation began to animate them. 80% over, 90%. The Taglians began to give a step here and there. I remained frozen, an iron symbol. "Frogface," I muttered into my helmet. "I need you now." The imp materialized, perched on my mount's neck.
"What you need, chief?"
I filled him up with orders I wanted relayed to Mergen, to Otto, to Hagop, to Sindawe, to damned near everybody I could think of. Some ordered next steps of the plan, some involved innovations. The morning had been remarkably crow-free. Now that changed. Two monsters, damned near as big as chickens, settled on my shoulders. They were nobody's imagination. I felt their weight. Others saw them. Lady turned to look at them. A flock passed over the battlefield, circled the fortress, settled into the trees along the riverbank. The enemy infantry was across. Their train was getting organized to follow. Thousands of the Shadow Master's men were down. I doubted they had the advantage of numbers any more. But experience had begun to tell. My Taglians were giving ground. I felt the first flutters of panic nipping at their formations. Frogface materialized.
"Couple of wagons with ballista shafts came in, chief."
"Get them up to the engines. Then tell Otto and Hagop it's time." Maybe 700 horsemen had straggled in from Numa by then. They were dead tired, but they were in place and ready. They did what they were supposed to do. They stumbled up out of the cover of the creek. They sliced through the chaos behind the enemy line like the fabled hot knife through butter. Soft butter. Then they came back across the hillside, cutting at the back of the enemy line, like scythes felling wheat. Mergen came over the hill behind me, displaying the Black Company standard boldly. Sindawe's bunch were behind him. Mergen halted between Lady and me, a few steps back. The artillery began feeling for the range.